Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's no two ways about it. Sometimes WWE pulls a swerve for the sake of pulling a swerve. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, but at the same time, what are you doing? If you have a plan, stick to the plan. Don't worry if said plans leak and us, the fans, find out. Just entertain us. And certainly don't make weird decisions that make no sense. It does happen, though. And while you could say it's not for this reason, it does seem as if it's done just to make us all go, huh? Then we're sad, we moan on social media. It's a vicious cycle, and ultimately, WWE wins. I'm Simon from What Culture, and this is 10 times WWE screwed the fans for the sake of it. Number 10, AJ Styles vs. Chris Jericho. At WrestleMania 32, no one thought that Jericho would beat AJ Styles. Furthermore, no one thought he should either. Y2J was a long-term vet who is these days going to be popular regardless, and AJ was the new face in the place that needed wins. So, of course, the former New Japan champ lost. This was mainly done for two reasons. One, WWE knew they were going to light AJ up the next night on Raw by making him the number one contender, so it simply didn't matter what they did with him at Mania. And two, nobody would see this coming. I would guess number two was the main driving force. That is ridiculous, though. We never saw the two go at it again, so this was done because why the hell not? Don't do that stuff, man. It's not big or clever. Number 9, Kurt Angle joins the Alliance. The whole Alliance storyline was a mess regardless. With the WWE just running rampant the whole time and no proper WCW stars coming across, it felt weak, which is why Vince & Co. decided to throw some of its homegrown talent across to the other side, which made it even more dumb, because then it was just WWE versus WWE. For some reason, though, Kurt Angle was also instructed to make this jump. Forget that he had become a proper babyface during all of this, the leader of the WWE locker room. He turned on McMahon one night and attacked a load of his own team with a chair. Then even worse, he jumped back to the WWE at the Survivor Series winner-take-all match, saying he was just a mole or a plant. All of this was clearly done just to add some twists and turns to what was already a bad story. It didn't do anyone any favours. Number 8, Sheamus wins the Rumble. When Jericho returned to the WWE in 2012, he was some weird alternate version of himself who didn't speak. The reason for this was because he was lining himself up for a turn so he could start feuding with WWE champ CM Punk. And this was all fine. Because of this, however, and given that a big star had made his comeback, everyone thought he would win the Royal Rumble. And that made sense, too. It would add a lot to the program and remind everyone that Y2J was a top star. But no, that wasn't to be the case. Instead, WWE thought it would be hilarious for Sheamus to eliminate Jericho and win. The Irishman did at least go on to Mania to have his own world title shot. Wasn't like this was a complete bust. But that was the now infamous 18-second match with Daniel Bryan, which did nothing for either Sheamus or the world championship. Daniel benefited at least, so that was nice. But it was clear this wasn't the plan originally, and given that no one really wanted to see Sheamus win the Rumble, this made it even worse. Number 7, Emelina's debut. It's hard to know how to describe this. For what felt like years, WWE hyped up the debut of Emma, transforming into Emelina, and as the weeks went by, it just seemed like one big joke. The problem was the punchline. When she eventually did come out on Raw to say hello, she announced that all this was over and done with, and it was time to go back to normal Emma. That's like Optimus Prime transforming into that big truck of his, only to transform back and go, ah, just playing. Doesn't make any sense. Apparently, this was done because WWE officials didn't think she could play the character. But if that was the case, just scrap it entirely. Why go to all this effort? Nobody knows. Number 6, Jon Stewart and John Cena. Just because you have a celebrity on your show doesn't mean they have to be the center point of everything. It's cool to have them there, and if you like said person, then all the better. But having them involved in title matches? WWE needs to remember what WCW was. But yes, at SummerSlam 2015, the awesome bout between John Cena and Seth Rollins for both the US and world titles was ruined when Cena lost because TV host Jon Stewart clocked him one. Stewart went on to explain he did this because as a wrestling fan, he didn't want Cena to break Ric Flair's title record, which is so dumb, it'd make a mouse blush, and mice don't blush easily. It was clearly done to both surprise fans and garner some mainstream attention, but that doesn't help with a good story or memorable moment. It does the opposite. Number 5. Kane feuds with Rey. Sometimes ideas get out there into the public. It happens. However, that doesn't mean WWE needs to react to this or change their minds, because more often than not, no one cares that they know. It's more about how well the story is told. In 2008, mind, this did happen. When Kane started carrying a burlap sack around that had a mask in it, the big question was whether it was the Big Red Machine's original veil, meaning he was going back to the dark side. Unfortunately, fans could see the outline of the mask, and it was obvious that it was Kane's. So what did WWE do? They changed what was inside the bag. Instead of being Kane's mask, it was revealed to be Rey Mysterio's mask instead. Because of this, the two started a feud. Unsurprisingly, the whole thing was really weak and served absolutely no one. Number 4. James Ellsworth's heel turn. Most of us enjoyed James Ellsworth's 5 minutes of fame. He was a likable enough chap, and seeing someone make it who shouldn't have made it was lovely. Warmed your heart and gave you hope for the future. That's why when Dean Ambrose helped him to win a title shot, mostly because he wanted to screw over then rival AJ Styles, it was a silly angle that was fun for a short while. And then WWE turned Ellsworth heel. Why? No idea. Mostly because no one would see it coming and someone backstage probably thought it would be hilarious. Even now with hindsight, it's baffling and basically brought the whole thing to a sudden stop. It wasn't even a pleasant surprise. It was just a surprise to keep people guessing. And as we've established, that just doesn't work. Number 3. Hornswoggle is the anonymous GM. For over a year, the infamous anonymous Raw general manager controlled the whole show via a magic laptop at ringside. Michael Cole would read annoying messages, and as dumb as the whole thing was, you couldn't help but be intrigued. It'd been going on for so long, you wanted to know where it was leading, what the payoff could possibly be. Apparently, there was a plan in place at one point which would have wrapped everything up in a convincing way. Somewhere along the line, that changed, just fell apart. Outstaying its welcome by months, WWE eventually decided to just write it off TV. And then inexplicably, it was brought back, which made it even more confusing. What's worse, Hornswoggle was then revealed as behind the whole thing, because he'd been hiding under the ring, sending these messages. That is worse than the end to a child's cartoon. And the real icing on the cake was that clearly Hornswoggle was chosen because it would be the last person anyone guessed. And there's a reason for that. It's a terrible idea. Number 2. Vince McMahon wins the WWE title. During Triple H's heel run in 1999, he started a feud with Vince McMahon. Because of course he did. If Austin could do it, so could the game. The difference here is that at one point, McMahon actually took on Trips for the world title and won. Not only was this 1 stupid and 2 a great way to diminish what the championship meant, but 3, the angle never had any payoff. Vince simply vacated the belt on the following episode of Raw and then put it up for grabs at the following pay-per-view. And guess who won that? Triple H. If there was any ever proof that sometimes television is written for television's sake, this was it. It was done to hotshot a concept, get people talking, and then pretend it never happened. But it did happen. Looking back today, it's just crazy. Number 1. Eric Bischoff is Raw GM. In 2002, Vince McMahon defeated Ric Flair to win back sole ownership of the WWE. And yes, it was as nuts as it sounds, but it did have some moments. At the time, Vince decided he would pick a general manager to run each show, and what was a huge shock, the Raw position was actually given to real-life enemy, WCW head honcho Eric Bischoff. The two embraced, and it's a highlight that will live on forever. It was awesome, to be honest. The problem, though, was that once again it was done out of nowhere. If WWE had taken their time with Bischoff arriving in the company, there was every chance the awful invasion angle could have been started up again, although this time done the right way. Eric leading the charge against McMahon. Instead, it just kind of happened, and while that was still good, it did feel like pulling one over the audience was the goal here. He just never saw it coming.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.